Okay, as the rabbi said, how it's inspiring that everybody's here this morning. I almost didn't have anything to prepare to say until this morning when I was driving in from Inheset. I need a babysitter this week. All the babysitters are on Chofesh. It's Yom Tov for them, so my parents are babysitting, Baruch Hashem. So as I was driving in, I thought we would do something fun. The Gemara tells us in Masachet Berachot that Aroe Chacham Yisrael Mivarech Baruch Shechalach Michochmato Lireyav. That when one sees a Tami Chacham, a major Tami Chacham, one recites the Beracha Baruch Shechalach Michochmato Lireyav, and one sees a non-Jewish scholar of tremendous repute, one says Baruch Shenatan Michochmato Lebasar Vadam. So this Beracha Shechalach Michochmato is probably more shayach for us than the other one, especially for those of us who will be going to Eretz Yisrael for the next Zmani Yeshiva, to have many opportunities when they see the Talmid Chachamim who are literally all over the place in Yerushalayim, Yerkochenu, Tifartenu. So they should know what to do when they see these Talmid Chachamim. Obviously, they'll talk to their poskim in Yeshiva, but just to get the ideas down and the general thoughts and general points down before they go and they practice this every day or every 30 days, depending on whom they're looking for. Be'ezrat Hashem. So number one is, how do you magdir? How do you define a Tami Chacham Bazeman Hazeh? Do we have such a concept? So it's Machlok Rachronim. The Maskana de Milta, for this purposes, we do have a Din Tami Chacham. For other things, we don't necessarily. For this, we do. And the general Rav Ovadia definition in the Rav Ovadia books is that a Tami Chacham Yadua, for some, he's known as a Tami Chacham. He's not a random person that you never heard of. He's somebody who knows his Shas and Poskim. He's able to be More Hora'ah, Yisrael. He's a Posek. He's not just a Lamdan, he's a Posek. And he's able to pass, and he's able to teach halacha through his tremendous depth in all of Torah, Sheba Alpeh, and he's Svara Yishara. He knows everything, and he can teach you halacha based on that. Not necessarily, David Yosef writes, that he knows Nistar. Could be, but not necessary. Apparently, Rav Osner was Machmir for some Nistar. Okay. But that's the basic definition. Not so complicated. If a person sits and learns long enough, Ezrat Hashem, and Netiv Aryeh, he'll get there too. Wonderful, Be'ezrat Hashem. That's the general Hagdara for our purposes. The Machloket usually here, when it comes to Birkot HaRi'iyah, these Birkot HaShavach, in the end of Masachet Berachot, is that the Ashkenazim and the Ben Ishchai usually just rip out the pages and don't really use this anymore. But nowadays, the trend is to follow Rav Ovadia and to make these Berachot. So nowadays, especially Sfaradim, have these berachot in their back pocket, so when they see people who fit these berachot categories, they can recite the berachot. Even Ashkenazim, who usually are very, very concerned about berachah levatala, when it comes to these berachot, when it comes to Chacham Bador, when it comes to Gedolei Ador, they're mekel. Rav Moshe Feinstein, you would definitely make a berachah. On Rav Soloveitchik, when he would come back from a summer vacation, back to YU, the Talmidim, Rav Shechter writes, would make a beracha on the Rebbe. Even the Talmidim here would make a beracha on the Rebbe. And also, Rav Shechter, huh?
What if we see the Rebbe every day?
So you see him every day, you don't have to say a beracha. You see him every day.
So
then you miss him for a month, exactly. The point is, when you miss him for a month, then you recite the beracha. Just like all Birkot HaRi'iyah. If you don't see the site for 30 days, then you can recite the beracha. If you see it every day, so then you don't recite it anymore. Only when you don't see for 30 days. Rav Shechter tells a story about Rav Chaim Heller, who was a big Talmid Chacham in Europe, that someone once came up to him at a wedding. Someone once came up to a wedding and said, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Atah Hashem, and walked away. It's such a thing that people can do. And Rav Chaim Heller apparently shouted, Meshugana, Meshugana, not you, but the person who said the Beracha. So apparently that the Kachaya, and that's what they do. Okay, they say it. So what about if one sees him through a window? When I was at the Kotel, Erev Yom Kippur, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, Rav Ovadia's last Erev Kippur Selichot at the Kotel, I remember I walked in and Rav Ovadia was sitting down on the balcony, but you can see through the glass wall at the balcony. So can you make a beracha, or do you have to wait for Rav Ovadia to stand up? Halacha l'maaseh, it happened to me. I called Rabbi Cohen from the Kotel. I called all the way to Great Neck from the Kotel to ask Rabbi, do I make a beracha or not? So the Chida writes in Birkei Yosef on the spot in Reish Chaf Dalid, the Chida writes that a mechitza shel zechuchit is not mafsik. You can recite a beracha even if you see him derech chalon. And that's what the halacha is in halacha berura as well. Baziman hazeh, halacha lemaaseh, once walks around Manhattan, New York. You go from top to bottom. There's two Talmidei Chachamim. Rav Shechter sitting right here, and Rav David Feinstein sitting all the way down south in the Lower East Side. You make a beracha, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you see Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you see Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Rav Amar, all these Tamei Chachamim, you recite a beracha or not, so one at a time. And remember, I'll tell you a story, and this will be the funny part. I was sitting with Rabbi Cohen right before I went to my first year in Shalvim. I was sitting with Rabbi Cohen in Great Neck at breakfast one morning in the summer. I was learning Ben Yishchai Parashat Ekev, where all these halachot come up. And there was no one else there, it was just me and him. So he was learning these halachot, and he told me, Rav David Feinstein, Pashut, you make a beracha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, for sure you make a beracha. Rav Avadia, for sure you make a beracha. Rav Yitzchak Yosef says you shouldn't. Rabbi Cohen said, I paskin, that's anava. And Rav Shechter also, Rabbi Cohen said, you can make a beracha. So I'm like, oh, Rav Shechter also, you make a beracha? So I went to Shalvim that year. I saw Rav Shechter two times. When he came to Shalvim to speak, and when at a YU Israel event, I saw Rav Shechter both times. So I said a beracha both times. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shechalach Mechal Chmata L'Riyav, Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shechalach Mechochmato lireyav, that Hashem gave a piece of his or shared a piece of his chokhmah with those who fear him. So, as opposed to non-Jewish scholars, it's shenatan. Hashem gave, he separated away. Shenatan mechochmato levasar v'adam. Non-Jewish scholars. If he's a tremendous scholar, yeah. Rav Adi said it on the King of...
What's the qualification?
That's a great question. I have no idea. I don't know how many PhDs you need to be a... And it's a very good question. I'm not sure. That's why I'm not talking about it. But it's a good question. I'm not sure. We have to figure that out. Someone who's well known. He's world famous for his first chokhmah. So the story goes that my second year in Shalvim, Rav Shechter came to YU to Shalvim for Shabbat, Thanksgiving weekend. And Leil Shabbat, we were walking after Kiddush to wash our hands. And of course, everyone's walking with the Rebbe. So I was standing next to him, like, Rabbi, you know, I'm from Great Neck. I know Rabbi Cohen, or your Talmud. He's like, oh, Rabbi Cohen, I was just in the shul. I gave a shir. Very nice. So I was wondering, Rebbe, for those who are noheg to make a beracha v'shemu malchut k'sheroim chacham b'Yisrael, would one be allowed to make a beracha on Rebbe? This is very lot of chutzpah I used to have. Now I still have it, but I'm not with him anymore. I don't have the chutzpah with him so much. But I used to have a lot of chutzpah. So I asked him, can one make a beracha on you? Point blank, I asked him the question. So he stopped. It's a big cheder ochel. He stopped. There was like a circle of people around us, and he's like, on Rav Salavitchik, you can make a bracha. On Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can make a bracha. On me, I'm not in their league. I'm like, no, Rebbe, come on. Everyone, I'm asking seriously. For me, it's halacha l'maaseh. He's like, on me, you can't make a bracha, and it's not anava. That's what he told me. I'm like, okay, that's kind of embarrassing. Then we kept walking. The next day, he gave a shiur, and he mentioned the Gemara in Bava Metzia. About one of the three times you're allowed to lie. Anyone know?
Torah.
Right. So for this purpose, it's Torah, Mitzvah. You're allowed to lie about your Torah learning when it's not necessary. If someone comes over and says, do you know Shulchan Aruch by heart? You can say no. Someone comes over and says, I have a Shaila. Do you know Shulchan Aruch? If you have to say yes, if it's relevant. So as Sudash Lishid, I asked him last night, Rabbi told me that I can't make a bracha on him and it's not anava. But today, Rabbi said that you're allowed to lie about your learning. For me, I'm not asking for Rebbe's cover, I'm asking for my halacha. For me, Baruch HaLevatala is a Sfaradi, is an Yisra Deoraita. Can I make a bracha on Rebbe or not? Was it a Baruch HaLevatala? So Rav Shechter said, yeah, it probably was. Okay. I was thoroughly embarrassed, but okay, it was a lot of chutzpah, so I got what I deserved. So that's Rav Shechter. Rav Asher Weiss, after this whole story happened, one of my Rebbe's from Hank, Rabbi Schubert, or Rabbi Ismach, I forgot which one, told me that it's not the right way to do it. When you want to know about a specific chacham, you should ask the other chachamim. Is he someone you can make a beracha on? So I went over to Rav Asher Weiss with Shalvim Stam, and I went over to him and I wanted to ask him about Rav Shechter, but he cut me off in the middle of the conversation, in the middle of the Sheila, and he thought I was asking about him. So he's like, there's a Rosh Hashiva out there who tells his Talmidim to make a beracha on me, and I told him not to, and they still do it, and it's wrong. That's what Rav Asher Weiss told me. Like, I wasn't asking about him, but I guess that was nice to know. Okay, fine. I mean, maybe that's changed in the past 5-6 years, especially with the pure sum that Rav Asher Weiss has gotten in the Torah world in the past 5-6 years. Rav Yitzchak Yosef, it used to be you wouldn't, but Pashut Hayom, you go to, just like Rav Avadia, the Yazdim Motzei Shabbat Shir, people when Rav Avadia used to walk in, everyone's saying, Yamim Al Yemei Melech, and Yichya Adonenu, and not the Chabad one, the normal one, Yechi Adonenu, and then right afterwards, as everyone's done standing up, and Rabbi's sitting down, you have one guy, Baruch HaTah Hashem, the next guy, Baruch HaTah Hashem, like four or five guys would rattle off the Beracha right after they finish singing, and Rabbi is about to sit down to start his shiur. So that's what happens now with Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. I've seen it myself. In the Yazdim Shir, and on Motzei Shabbatot, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef walks in, and then they sing, and then one after the other, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Baruch HaTah Hashem. One time I went with one of my friends, Rav Avadia, and I told my friend I was going to do this, and he didn't know he was Ashkenazi, he was afraid to do it. So what happened was that he was sitting in the back, and I was standing on the side. So when Rav Avadia walked in, I said the Beracha, and I didn't hear my friend say the Beracha, but I asked him afterwards, so did you say it or not? He's like, no, I had Kavana with the third guy. I'm like, I was the third guy. I had actually had you in mind. That's very funny. So, okay, you can do that too. Finally, when Rav Amar came here 4 years ago, Rav Ben Chaim actually told us right before Rav Amar walked in that you can make a Berachah on Rav Amar. So like four of us were standing right there in the hallway, right here, mamash outside the door, and we all said a Berachah on Rav Amar. Okay, halacha l'maaseh, you have to make sure you do it b'chavod, tach chutzvah, to make sure that you take advantage of the opportunity to praise the Ribono Shel Olam for the Talmidei Chachamim that we have, and take advantage and to learn their Torah and not just admire them, but to understand who they are, where they're coming from, what they've written, and what their contributions are to the Torah world. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. So I think Rav Avadia says that doesn't count. Rabbi Chananya Menachashi Yomer, Tzadok Baruch Hu.